Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS 2 tech guru and producer.
I must be here or no one would hear you.
Exactly. How are you? Pooped, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was a hell of a move.
I'm telling you, God. I give you credit.
But I hired movers.
Yeah?
That met me up there. You know, really? Down here, I wasn't, you know, down in Whitehall, I wasn't worried about it. Mm. And my family all came, you know. We got to get the truck done in about an hour or so. And then I had two movers, 1 o'clock up there for 2 hours that I hired. And I let them do all the unpacking.
They unpacked?
Well, not the boxes.
You mean getting the stuff off the truck?
Off the truck, into the upstairs,
yeah. Very cool. Very smart. I hate moving. Man, every time I do it, I always say, this is the last damn time I'm moving.
This is my last time.
Yeah. Well, you bought something. But hey, even when I bought a house, I thought, oh, this is the last time I'm going to move. And there I was 16 months later, moving again.
That's because now it's my house.
Yeah. Yeah. I like my little apartment, though. I mean, it's cozy, you know, for just me and two cats. But kids on the weekends. But,
Sorry, I'm even thinking of Eddie Murphy. This is my house. You don't like it? You get the F out.
You know, but have you gotten any sense of any other unearthly residents?
No. Nope.
You think your place is clean?
Yep.
Really?
I'm not going to need any little...
Isn't that a hoot? How can two people like us, who are like so into ghosts,
honestly,
end up picking places with no ghosts?
I don't want the place I live to be haunted. Because you know what? When I sleep, I want to sleep. I don't want to hear things walking around and touching me and moving things. You know what?
It's true. It's true. You don't want to bring your work home with you. It's a little unsettling.
Exactly.
But, you know. And yeah. But wouldn't it be nice if like that couple in New York that had the cleaning ghost? Now that I could get into. You come home, the dishes are put away, the dish towel's all nice and neat, the mail is picked up off the floor, and this ghost was doing all this cleaning for them. And it was so funny because the husband kept thinking it was the wife getting home on her lunch hour and straightening up, and the wife kept thinking it was the husband coming home at lunch and doing it. And it wasn't until one day they both met at home at the same time and everything was neatened up, and they were like, oh, I thought you did it. Oh, I thought you did it. So then they purposely threw the mail on the floor and made a little bit of a mess in the kitchen, and they went out to dinner. When they came back, everything was put right, and they were like, okay.
Time to move.
But yeah, I could definitely deal with a cleaning ghost. That would be cool, you know. But so I got a we got some movies opening up.
Yes.
Well, have opened up actually as last Friday, this movie, The Uninvited. Now, here's the movie. The movie description, according to, like, Yahoo Movies. Anna returns home after spending time in the hospital following the tragic death of her mother. Her recovery suffers a setback when she discovers her father has become engaged to her mother's former nurse. That night, Anna is visited by her mother's ghost, who warns her of Rachel's intentions. Rachel, I guess, is the fiancée of the father. Together, Anna and her sister try to convince their father that his current fiancée is not who she pretends to be. And what should have been a happy family reunion becomes a lethal battle of wills between stepdaughters and stepmother. Now, this was also originally titled A Tale of Two Sisters, I saw. But they've changed the title to The Uninvited. And as you can tell from the description of the movie, it's quite different from the movie I still have on VHS. It's a 1944 same title flick, The Uninvited. It starred Ray Milland and Ruth Hussey. And in that one, a brother and sister buy this beautiful old house on the sea cliffs in England. And it turns out to be haunted by the ghost of a woman who died tragically there. You have to see it. I'm not going to give away the whole scoop here. So, but trust me, it's a good old-fashioned ghost story. So, check out the original 1944, The Uninvited, and then, I guess, this one that's in the theaters that's opened up looks pretty good.
Yeah, you know. We'll see.
I don't think I'd spend theater money to see it. It's definitely, for me, a way to rent, you know.
I got to find out what theaters are up there, or up here, yeah.
Yeah, up in Scranton, or, God, what a hike. Anyway, the other thing that opened up is My Bloody Valentine. It's in 3D. Now, I thought when I saw the commercial, I saw Jensen Ackles, and I'm like, was that Jensen? And then I found out when I was researching this movie that, yes, my guy, Jensen Ackles, from Supernatural is in this movie. That's probably the only saving grace from what I hear about this movie, because he just adds that eye candy effect. But here's the description. 10 years ago, a tragedy changed the town of Harmony forever. You know, there is a Harmony right out where I live. Isn't that spooky? Like, oh my God. Tom Hanninger, an inexperienced coal miner, caused an accident in the tunnels that trapped and killed 5 men and sent the only survivor, Harry Warden, into a permanent coma. Then, exactly 1 year later, on Valentine's Day, Harry Warden woke up and brutally murdered 22 people with a pickaxe before being killed. 10 years later, Tom Hanninger returns to Harmony on Valentine's Day, still haunted by the deaths he caused. Struggling to make amends with his past, he grapples with unresolved feelings for his ex-girlfriend, Sarah, who is now married to his best friend, Axel, the town sheriff. But tonight, after years of peace, something from Harmony's dark past has returned. Wearing a miner's mask and armed with a pickaxe, an unstoppable killer is on the loose. And as his footsteps come ever closer, Tom, Sarah, and Axel realize in terror it just might be Harry Warden who's come back to claim them. This is a remake, by the way.
They're all coming out with remakes.
Can they come up with anything freaking original?
Friday
come
the 13th is remake.
Yeah, I just saw that. I'm like, they're remaking. First of all, how many episodes were there to Friday the 13th? Hello. To the point where I thought we were going to be sending our grandchildren to see the next thing. That Jason and Freddy and all these other ones, sequel upon sequel. And if they're not doing that, they're taking Japanese movies and remaking them as American horror films, you know, like The Ring and all that stuff.
Yep.
And so... What's happened to our film industry in this country that we have to just remake or recover? We can't just come up with something original?
Guess not. Well,
the hell? And then they're charging all this money to go in and see the stupid thing.
Well, even with Supernatural, my sister brought this up, and she has a good point. She's like, all right. She's like, I was so set when it finally came back on TV, and it's like, what happened to the storyline?
What?
They had the whole thing, you know, demons versus angels and all the seals, and all of a sudden, they're at a house, you know, just doing a regular job.
What house?
The house they went to. We had that sister and brother in the walls.
Well, they still have to do what they're doing. You know why? That's the storyline, because Sam has gotten lectured by Dean about, man, you're so far off the radar and off the reservation. You shouldn't be doing this crap. So Sam has now kind of said, okay, I know. He told Ruby, I don't want to do this anymore. So he's trying to go back to the traditional Sam and Dean thing the ghost hunting and venging and avenging and all that stuff. But in this week's, last week's episode, he kind of alluded to, like, he went back to Ruby, like, you know what, he's going to go after Lilith.
Yeah, I was like, thank God at least they had something in this episode. I was like, yeah, come on.
That was good when it was. Now, I was shocked. Uh-oh. When they said in the opening part of the show, they used the word douchebag, and I'm like, what? I didn't think you could say that on TV. Then not only am I getting over the shock of hearing it 3 times from 3 different actors in the opening scene, you know how they do like the little subtitles and stuff? Uh-huh. They put the title of the episode, and it was Chris Angel is a douchebag. And I'm like, I can't believe Chris Angel would even allow that. You'd think he'd have a freak attack that his name was used. And
I'm sure they got a hold of him before.
I hope so. Like, I guess he would have a good sense of humor about it.
Hey, he got his name in front of a couple million people.
So. Yeah. But likening him to a douchebag, but still. But yeah, that was the title of the show, and it was so funny. But I honestly was in complete shock. It was like, I'm so glad I was DVRing it, because I said, I'm going to have to go back. I started rewatching it the other day because I was like, I think I was just so hung up on hearing that word and being so shocked that it was said on television. I'm like, what has gotten, you know? And then my kids came, when they came over the next day, they were like, oh, yeah, that Supernatural was kind of weird, you know. And my little one looks at me and goes, so what is a douchebag? And I'm like, anyway, so for dinner tonight, we're having
Wikipedia.
Like, I so don't want to go there with a 12-year-old. So it's just like, I'd like, boom, boom, downshift, next gear, over to dinner, tonight's menu. Oh, my God. So, yeah, but eventually I'm sure he'll get clued in.
But ask Daddy. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah. I won't touch that. I'm being good. Yeah, so, but Supernatural is good. But they're, you know, they had the storyline. I think they just had to throw that stuff in to make the point that Sam was trying to not do all the demon-y stuff, but he's realizing, you know, with all the seals that have been broken, he's got to go back to the dark side. And isn't it ironic when you think about it? I mean, here's Dean, who goes and does time in hell.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And he gets to nail an angel. And here's Sam, who's always little Mr. Innocent and doing all his prayers, and he always has all these arguments with Dean about believing in angels, and he's so religious and prays, and he's the one that's bedding down with the demon, you know? And it's like, that is so bizarre, you know?
Well, I think it's great.
Oh, it is great. It is great. It's very, well, it's interesting.
I got my 2 hours every Thursday night.
I know.
Just can't wait.
How's Smallville doing?
I like it. Yeah. They're getting into the doomsday.
So what happened now? That creature abducted Chloe from her wedding?
Yep.
Bastard. Did her husband survive?
Yes. Yes. He's still, he's not on the show right now. He's in the hospital. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Lois is, you know, there with them, you know. So she hasn't been on, because now it's Clark Lana thing.
That little witch is going to get written back into his heart. I was so rooting for Lois.
It's always going to be Lois.
Is it?
It has to be. Every comic book and movie, it's Lois.
Comic book.
No, basically, yeah. It's no.
She's so much nicer and prettier and smarter. Lana's just such a little.
Well, basically, from what that is, you know, that's what happened with Lex. Yeah, you know. Lex made her that way. But now, come to find out, Lex is still alive.
Well, of course.
And he's been, watching this whole thing.
Because he was kind of MIA for a few shows last season,
Him and Clark had a battle in the fortress. And they both got, frozen in ice or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then there was some big explosion or whatever. I don't remember the whole story, but, you know, Lex disappeared.
Okay.
And they couldn't, yeah, it was like, oh, he's dead. And
wow. Yeah, I was like, you can't write out Lex. No. I mean, he's so critical.
You need him.
And that kid who plays him is good. I mean, he does, they're all really good in their roles. But, you know, but yeah, I want Lois to be with Clark. I think they look so much prettier together, and she's so much nicer and smarter and sassier. Whereas
nicer?
Nicer, you know, I think nicer looking. I don't know. Lana is just she's pretty, but she's an exotic pretty. Mm-hmm. And it's almost so exotic that it whereas compared to Lois, Lois is just really pretty. She's got an amazing figure, and I'm which blows away Lana's figure. When you look at those two girls side by side, Lois is, she's packed, you know, compared to Lana.
We're packing.
Yeah, but, you know, and I think they look better together, you know, more.
Well, even in the comic books, you know, Clark and Lana had a romance and all that. But it never.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, even Lana was in the comic books? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I mean, the way the TV show and the comic books, you know, they do, you know, they all went off in different ways, but there always was a romance part between Clark and Lana.
So she was kind of his first love type of deal that he outgrew, right?
Sort of, yeah. And then I think at some point they got back together, you know, later on down the road. But I mean, even Lex was never in the beginning part. Lex Luthor was someone he, you know, battled with later on.
Right, right. Wow. You really know all this stuff.
Well, you're dang right. I'm a red-blooded American.
Way out of my league. All right, meeting announcements?
Sure.
All right, what the hell? Let's see. North Jersey Division will be convening on February 17th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. That's with team leader Dina Chirico. I have to say, Dina not only, you know, she has all these topics and things, which we will post on the website so you can see what the topic du jour is, and I believe in February it's going to be on Ouija boards. I was impressed. I got to stop into her January meeting, kind of impromptu, last month in January. And
yeah, would that take you all of 7 minutes to drive there?
Yeah, you know, it was great. So I dropped in, and it was a good thing I did. There was this one woman and her son that I knew from the Madison meeting days. They had come all the way up to Hackettstown with Sharon and her son. And they're the people that I talk about in the book in that chapter about, you know, the ghosts of Rose City. Mm-hmm. And so they came up, and she even had brought the book, so I signed it for her. So it was very cool. And I have to say, Dina has taken... you know how we always had, like, the head table at our meetings and the team leaders sit behind the head table and there's just an audience that we kind of talk out at and give the announcements, go over things, and blah, blah, blah. Dina has taken a more cozier approach. So she's put two tables together. So it's one big table that everybody just sits around.
Right,
and she's at the head of it, so she's still leading the meeting. But it's kind of getting people to be more comfortable and sit around. It was good. There was a really good flow of people doing share and scare and talking about things. And I really have to say, she did a nice job. I don't know how that'll work when she's got a presentation. I guess if you have a formal presentation with, like, a PowerPoint, you'd have to have everybody sitting theater style.
Yeah.
But even for, like, these topics, you know? So this is great. But kudos to Dina. Nice job. The Central Jersey Division, their group is way too large to, like, sit so informally around
a
table.
Right.
They really have to sit theater style to fit everybody in. And that's team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. Their meeting takes place on Wednesday, March 4th, in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m., located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Now, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. They always have a share and scare segment, so if you have any questionable pictures or what have you and you want it reviewed, bring it for share and scare. Again, you don't have to be a member. You can just drop in. And all this information is right on our homepage. So if you're like, well, wait, what's the date and time and place? Everything is on njghs.net. As soon as you open up the website, you'll see it. Okay? And we're going to take a quick commercial break.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Kelly Weaver of the Spirit Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart that's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you've hit 10. And then you can send me, LauraH@njghs.net, your birth date, time, place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes. Now this week, we have zero Parashares.
Shocker there.
You know?
Losers.
Tell him, Brian. Tell him the amount of agony and work that it puts me through to have to, and there was really nothing on News of the Weird. There was nothing I could scoff. And finally said, you know, why am I doing all the work?
It's not even agony in that. It's the agony I have to do is listen to her agonizing about all that stuff. I mean, I don't need to put up with this crap, people.
Oh, you know? Man. You're killing me here.
I mean, it's not like I can send in a Parashare because I don't get crap for it. So.
And let's be clear. It's not like, I know how in the opening statement it says, do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Are you people taking me literally? Does it mean, do you sit there going, well, I've never encountered a ghost and I don't have a paranormal experience. And are you that dense? You don't have to be so literal. What it means is, let's say one night you went out into a cemetery and just did a cemetery hunt with a couple of fellow investigators. And maybe something a little bizarre happened on the course of your investigation. You know what? You're going to sit down and write up your freaking report anyway. Why not cut or copy a part of it and paste it into an email, and that's a Parashare, right?
Amazing.
I mean, is that so difficult? That's all it is. I mean, it could have been like, you know what? Or write in an email to me and just say, hey, you know what? We investigated this one house. These are all the things they told us that they were experiencing. But when we got there that night, nothing happened.
Exactly.
That's fine, but at least you're delineating what the homeowner has been experiencing. So it doesn't have to be that you were there and you encountered it firsthand, but you went to investigate it. And now you want to share, you want to Parashare what you investigated with the rest of us. Doesn't that work?
That works for me.
So, come on, people. Oh, my God, I mean, I have to, like, spoon-feed them. It's just, like, amazing.
But don't make up the story either.
No, because I can spot it. Trust me. I
was investigating a house, and a demon popped out of a clock.
Oh, yeah, like that one person from California who basically just wanted to try and... You know, we had a real hoot with that one. But. And you know me. I'm honest. And if I think it's a crock of crap, I'm going to be the first one to tell you. You know, and of course, all of the other 8 listeners are going to know it too, because I don't sugarcoat squat. I won't do it.
She doesn't.
I don't. You know, but at the same time, I do give credit where credit's due. Do I not?
Yes, you do.
And if I like something, you know I like it. So just... There you go. You've gone out on investigations. You've gone on cemetery hunts. Ghost tours. For those of you who don't even really paranormal investigate, but you're intrigued with this, and you've gone on maybe a ghost walk in New Hope, Pennsylvania, down in Cape May, New Jersey, or Savannah, Georgia. South Carolina has got a slew of ghost tours. In fact, a third of the state's revenue is generated from ghost tours.
Damn.
Okay? Yeah. So you may be someone who says, well, you know, I went on a ghost tour and some other people had this happen, or we heard that this happens, and maybe you didn't yourself experience it, but it would be nice to hear, like, what ghost tour you went on, what town, was it in New Orleans, was it down in San Antonio, what, you know, so that's really interesting paranormal news to share, where you took the tour, who was the tour company, was it good, what did you experience, what did people...
We'll give them props.
Yeah, you know. Not a problem.
Or even if you know someone who had an experience and they maybe told it to you.
Right.
You know, if you don't want names, you know, don't
just
put
say.
Fake names. Put
a
there.
Fake name, or we've changed the names and likenesses to protect the original identity.
Or just say my friend, you know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really, you know, and this week I ran out of steam. I was like, I cannot... sit here. I looked through News of the Weird. It would have just been like really reaching for me to pull anything in from that and make it sound fun, worthy, paranormal, freakish, you know. And
honestly, yeah, I couldn't do it. I just could not face it. And I went through emails because, I mean, I have like my own little secret life, and I've even gone through emails from my secret life. And I try pulling teeth and extrapolating all kinds of things to glue together as a parashare because people aren't sending them in. I couldn't do it. I could not do it again. I mean, it takes hours of pouring through people's, you know, and I'm talking like when someone emails me and says, oh, wow, you're a ghost hunter? I had a ghost house one time, and then there was this time at band camp, you know, and I get like these emails every so often on different accounts that I have where people are like, oh, my God, you're a ghost hunter. And they say a little quip about what they remember from their childhood. So, I mean, I had to pour through all those emails to see if I could string something together. And I was just like, you know what? This is why I don't keep a gun in the house, because I would have blown my frickin' brains out. It's like,
huh.
Shut up. So what say you, Brian? Get on him. Rag on him. Make him send
Get
me
Get off, you fat, lazy asses. Get onto that computer and write us a freaking parashare. How was that?
That was good. Can you do it a little bit with more, a little more violence, though? Threaten some more bodily harm.
You don't do it, I'm going to come to your house and kill you.
But don't forget, we are the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, so, you know, we got family that would probably, like, hook up and come kill you.
Yeah. But they got to come to the Pennsylvania mountains to do it.
Like, you guys, what is it? Oh, Chubby always used to say, use guys know what we're talking about. Hey, use guys. I got family, you know. what a dichotomy, huh? Jersey up to Scranton.
Well, no. I went from Jersey to Allentown.
Well, I know, but still. I mean, now it's like, Green Acres is the place.
Not anymore up there.
No?
Heck, The Office is based out of there.
That what TV office? Show.
The Office.
Get out, really?
You didn't
Steve
know that.
Carell?
Yeah.
I've only seen a couple episodes.
I'm so
busy watching, trying to catch up what I DVR, let alone watch real-time TV.
It's based out of Scranton.
Nice. I think my brother's first girlfriend was from Scranton.
Twice removed.
If memory serves, I think I only saw her a couple times. This is when he was going to school at Penn State, where Paranormal State's based out of, of all things, you know. Talk about the irony in that. But I think, yeah, MJ was her name. I think she was from Scranton. You know, and that's right. And when we used to go up to Penn State, when I'd visit my brother up there, and it was in Happy Valley, PA. Everybody's so happy. But it was a nice place.
I got Wilkes-Barre not too far away. Got the Pocono.
So that's how they pronounce that, Wilkes-Barre.
Yes.
Instead of Wilkes-Barre.
Yes.
Okay, Wilkes-Barre.
I got the Pocono Downs racetrack right there with Ooh. The Mohegan Sun Casino. And the Ruth Chris there.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay, so when I come up and I bring you your housewarming gift and you show me around, we're going to Ruth's Chris then and having dinner. Because I still got that gift card you gave me for Christmas.
I figured that would have been gone already.
Oh, no. No, I'm one of those rainy day people.
That card won't cut it.
But it'll make a dent. For two people?
Oh.
What the hell are you going to eat, man?
Kobe beef.
Ew. You see, I gotta be careful though because
that beef was so good. Oh,
how good was it?
Orgasmic good.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I said after I'm.
Now, how do you like your steak cooked? I forget.
Medium well.
Okay.
But I told myself after I moved in, I'm gonna take a Saturday sometime. I'm just gonna drive down there because they have a bar in Ruth Chris.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have a beer and a steak. That's it.
Nice.
That's going to be
You can have the steak right at the bar?
Everything is a la carte at Ruth's.
I know. So, I've dined at the one in the Parsippany Hilton.
Yeah, they have a bar. I'm assuming you can. They'd be stupid for them not to.
Yeah, but their steaks are. I mean, I was very. When that time we took my parents there for dinner, Because my mother, that's her favorite, you know. And my father was always like, he always liked fine dining, you know, and he'd appreciate a good steak. But we also like seafood. I know you don't like that, but, you know. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember my father took me out for like our first dress-up dinner where you had to get all dressed up and we went to dinner. And he made sure that I had surf and turf, so I had a lobster tail and a filet mignon. And I remember him saying, now just remember this, because when you get older and some guy wants to take you out on a date, make sure, he goes, yeah, no McDonald's for my daughter. Make sure you stress you want surf and turf.
Well, heck, I took my real estate agent there to celebrate.
Yeah.
That was a good meal. Oh.
What'd you get? That was when you got the Kobe beef?
I had a Kobe beef, garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, I love garlic mashed.
Asparagus.
Ugh. Ooh, I hate asparagus.
Fresh asparagus. I forget what we have for an appetizer.
It's weird. I don't really like asparagus, but I'll eat Brussels sprouts if they're drowned in butter and salt and pepper. And everybody hates Brussels sprouts.
And she had, I think it was a New Zealand venison.
Ooh!
Believe it or not.
Bambi on a plate.
It was good.
Oh.
I'm not a big venison person, but this was good.
I could never. I mean, just, I was out with this one gentleman one time. Oh, my God. I thought I was like, it was like a sitcom. I thought, my God, this is like, I'm living a sitcom. Ashton's going to jump out any minute and say you've been punked, you know. It was like,
no, he's busy
with talking about the date from like, where did this come from? And, I mean, he went on and on about hunting and killing and what was, like, so good and tasting, and you ain't had nothing, so you've had venison. And I'm like, oh, God. And I just made the little comment of, you know, I was a vegetarian for quite a few years. Oh, you're one of them there tree huggers. I'm like, yes. No. I'm like, but venison and... Ooh, and then he, well, then graduated to wanting to have elk and buffalo burgers. I'm
Kobe
like,
beef,
oh my
though,
God.
It was worth $58.
$58?
Yep.
How many ounce steak?
I forget. It was a good size steak.
Yeah? Like, the size of your hand?
Bigger.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, because I mean, I...
How thick?
I don't know.
Inch and a half?
Inch and a half, probably somewhere around there.
Okay.
But it was just tasty.
It's tasty, tender, lean.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the deadline.
Well, it's like, screw them.
It's not like we have any parachutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So what the hell? You know, we might as well run down the whole menu and, you know, dating disasters.
But even the casino was very, like, and the thing I like about the Pocono Downs is there's more to do than gamble there. Mount Airy, it's the casino and you have like two restaurants.
Oh, and Mount Airy, what a stupid name. When I tell you I went there once, I will never go again. Airy implies air to me, meaning one could breathe. No. Oh, my God. We stood online for this stupid buffet dinner thing. So, you know, you basically pay one price and you graze for 2 hours. And just in the time it took to stand online to get up to the register to buy the little tickies to go in and get a table and start grazing, my eyes were beet red. Looked like I had, you know, like with the good old days of partying, dude. You know, I was like, they were bloodshot and red. I was coughing. I reeked of cigarette smoke. Mount Airy is not airy. It's filthy with cigarette smoke. And it's where you're standing online to go into this thing, it's blowing right in
I
on
know.
You.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I was really pissed because it was the first time I wore this really cute little top I had just bought, new pants. So I had a nice little outfit on. My hair finally turned out good. I was having a good hair day. And I walked out of there. And you know in the movie Airplane? Back when you could still smoke on a plane. And she goes, do you want smoking or not? And she hands him the ticket for smoking and it's got the steam coming off.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I felt walking out of Mount Airy Lodge, because I felt like it's just like clouds were coming off me like pig pen in the Peanuts, you know.
Well, Pocono Downs is very, actually they have two sections. I believe it, yeah. They had the upper area, which is like, it's actually circular, and all the shops and everything are around it.
Uh-huh.
That's non-smoking. And then you can go downstairs to another area, which is smoking.
Then it doesn't filter back up?
No, I mean, like, you have to go down an escalator and walk through a little, like, couple doors to get to the
smoking area. Like a wind tunnel.
It's almost. But yeah, it was nice because I could have a nice little bars. One of the bars, they have a sign out there every Tuesday is Dollar Hamburger Night.
Ooh.
They have a wine and cheese tasting area. Yeah, I mean.
Now, this is at the Mohegan, you said.
Yeah.
Pocono
Downs is what it's
called. Pocono, yeah. Okay.
But Mohegan owns it.
Okay.
Because they still, when it gets warmer, they'll do the horse races there. But
wow.
Even the wine and cheese tasting was cheap. Four cheeses and four wines, like $10 a person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I mean, and they do it very professionally. You know, one wine at a time. They tell you this is the cheese with this wine. They give you the whole rundown on both.
Oh, good. I love that. I think that's so much fun. I went to one of those chef's tables things when they had them at the Hamilton Park. And it was a wine night where, you know, each course, mm-hmm. the maitre d' would stand up and introduce the wine and how it, you know, its flavors and what palate it goes with and why it's paired with this part of the... Yeah. I find that stuff... See, I always said I would never want to be nouveau riche. Like, if I hit the lottery, I can't stand people that come into money and are still, like, no class or whatever. It was like, I would go to, like, find somewhere to go to finishing school and really learn how to set, like, a table properly and how to, you know, to know what to learn about.
Rich,
just to learn about
to
wines, you know, just to know, like, so you don't look like a total idiot and make an idiot of yourself when you're sitting there and you know what wine is.
Nowadays, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess most of the people. It's just like how the English language is destroyed. Did you see now? I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but when I send out a cancellation notice and I say the meeting is canceled, canceled, I've had people write to me and go, you spelled it wrong. It's two L's. Well, newsflash, morons. It really is spelled with one freaking L when you spell canceled. Okay? So many morons have misspelled it with two L's that now it is acceptable to do it with two L's or one. Cancellation is two L's. Canceled is one. And it pisses me off that because so many people can make so many mistakes, it becomes acceptable. Right?
That's called life.
Oh, we're going to have no language left. I'm telling you, rent the movie Idiocracy,
buried.
You know?
I'll with, be dead and buried.
What's his name? Luke Wilson? The brown-haired brother. Is that Luke?
I think so. Luke
is the brown-haired guy. Okay.
Owen is the other one.
Owen, that's it, yeah. So Luke Wilson is in Idiocracy. I would say rent that because it really it gives a very funny satirical explanation as to where we're all headed.
And I think right now we should probably head to a commercial.
Yeah, I hope we've stressed enough here to send in a power share to the deadline at njghs.net. And we'll be back. Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the njghs.net website, Morbid Mobile Tours. We're waiting to take you away. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell.
Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Mark Nesbitt, author of The Ghosts of Gettysburg and many other books on historical and paranormal accounts. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the name of the other haunted Louisiana plantation? The answer is the Destrehan Manor in Destrehan, Louisiana. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of fairly challenging.
Which has two L's.
Fairly or challenging?
Challenging.
Yes, challenging has two L's. Thank you, Brian. We all know about the haunted Toys R Us in Sunnyvale, California. The picture of the ghost caught on infrared film is famous, and I will put the picture of this on our website. The ghost has been identified as that of Johnny Johnson, who was a farmhand back in the 1800s when the land was an apple orchard. Crazy Johnny, as he came to be known, had contracted an illness which caused such his cruel nickname of Crazy Johnny. What was this illness? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win an NJGHS t-shirt. Notice I keep throwing the t-shirts out because nobody's winning, so it's like it's not costing me anything. This is great. But anyway, yeah, so hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Be the first person to name the illness that the ghost Crazy Johnny had when he was alive. And he wasn't a ghost when he was a human. All right. Don't forget, now tomorrow, February 7th, I will be at the Jackson Library presenting Mysteries of the Paranormal. For those of you who have never caught it, it's, instead of just all ghosts, it's got a part of ghosts, it covers crop circles, cryptozoology, spontaneous human combustion, so all the paranormal highlights. So it's called Mysteries of the Paranormal, and that'll be at the Jackson Library down in Jackson, New Jersey. And the information and the link for that is on the presentations page of the NJGHS.net site. Now, on the homepage of NJGHS.net, you can sign up for our Yahoo group, and that way you get the latest and greatest info blasted into your email inbox. So this way you won't miss out on cemetery hunts, meeting reminders, and any other news or events. If we're planning a conference or some workshops, we might be having another haunted dinner and spirit circle at Charlie Brown's with Jane Doherty. I've been talking to her about that. So, you know, you're on the inside, dude. If you're with the NJGHS Yahoo group, you get all that info blasted to you sooner than if you were to just sit around waiting for our show to upload, right?
But still listen to the show.
Yeah, definitely. And don't forget to become a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip. You know, come on board here. Go to americashauntedroadtrip.com and register. And that way you get to network with all the different authors of the books from the series and other paranormal fans and investigators you can chat with. So it's a good deal. And I think that covers everything, right?
Yeah, I don't think we have to yell them anymore.
Okay. No, I'm done yelling.
For now.
For now, yeah. All right, so thank you once again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And now resident of Scranton. And, of course, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Trico. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.